Cooper is an old dog, almost 80 in dog years. He was left behind at home in Massachusetts when his soldier owner went to war in Iraq. The soldier's parents are taking care of Cooper in the meantime. Last year, commentator Carol Wasserman told us Cooper's story, and some of you have been asking since then about Cooper's health and his state of mind. Today, Carol Wasserman brings us this update.
It was a cold winter and a snowy one. Cooper didn't leave the house much, but none of the rest of us did either. The soldier's parents were both laid off a week or so before Christmas. They didn't tell anyone. They didn't want the soldier to know or find out by mistake from someone else. Cooper knew, of course, and so in a protective gesture meant to enforce domestic peace and quiet, he gave the other dogs, the quarrelsome, noisy younger ones, his place on the recliner next to the wood stove. And he moved into the back bedroom, overlooking the beach, where he sleeps away the lengthening afternoons, soaking his achy old bones in the warm light of approaching spring. The Army, meanwhile, has told the soldier there may be a job waiting for him when he gets home next year. After a battery of tests, the Army discovered that the soldier might be good with dogs, training them, working with them on security details, sniffing out bombs at airports. Old Coop still barks at anyone who comes to the door, but the sound he makes now is sweet and deep and rumbling and full of plummy vowels. His cadence is slow and magisterial. Cooper's voice is eerily that of Winston Churchill, full of ancient thunder, assuring us that this is not the end nor the beginning of the end, but that it is the end of the beginning.
Carol Wasserman lives in Wareham, Massachusetts. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.